We head west now to Germany, the home of a dedicated base of American country music fans. Country bands regularly play to sold-out arenas there. German fans who want some twang can visit honky-tonk bars decorated with cattle horns and rodeo saddles. They can go to Wild West theme parks. And this German love for country music is translating into tourism. Caitlin Carroll reports from Berlin.
The American Western Saloon in Berlin draws a big crowd for line dancing most nights. Duded-up men in cowboy hats and women in shiny boots shuffle across the floor to the sounds of Alan Jackson. Marion Fryer runs the saloon with her partner Frank Lang.
In every little tiny village, in every corner of Germany, there is either a saloon or a bar that offers country music live.
The German author Karl May is responsible for a lot of this interest in the American West. He wrote extremely popular books back at the turn of the 20th century about a fictional Apache chief named Winnetou and his German immigrant sidekick, Old Shatterhand. These books fostered a yearning for a wild and untamed America, and for some, a love for country music. A good place to get a taste of this is at the annual Country Music Meeting in Berlin. For three nights, bands from the United States to Sweden play originals and covers of country music songs. Professional line dancers take to the floor, and Jack Daniels, a sponsor, pours tall shots of whiskey. Fryer and her partner Lang coordinate the weekend that is part concert, part shopping mall.
You can buy everything that has to do with country or America here at the Country Music Meeting.
Booths line the conference center. It's a little bit of the good, the bad, and the schlocky. There are hot pink cowboy boots, Confederate flags, and rhinestone-studded shirts. Sandwiched between all of this is the tourism table for Mississippi and Tennessee. Sonia Coleman works for the Tennessee Tourism Board. She hands out materials and runs through some of the highlights.
Elvis Presley, Graceland, then of course Nashville Country Music Hall of Fame, Johnny Cash.
Andrea Muller leaves through a brochure. She's already traveled throughout the South to places like Tennessee and Mississippi, and she's thinking about going again.
It's the roots of the pioneers. It's where they all started. It's where the way west began. You have all those icons which come from there. You have the music, you have the roots of the Cherokee, you have the Blue Ridge Parkway to go down.
Andy and Matt Thompson live in Nashville. They're here at the Country Music Meeting, performing as the Thompson Brothers. Andy Thompson says he doesn't think it's that odd to show up in Berlin and see a bunch of Germans dressed like cowboys and cowgirls.
It's pretty fun. The line dancing is probably bigger here than it is in the U.S. right now. And I don't know. I guess it's pretty similar.
He says there is one big difference between playing in the U.S. and Germany.
I think the German beer makes you play different over here. Maybe faster. I don't know. What do you think?
There's a German current.
Fast or slow, it's a rhythm that makes German hearts beat a little faster. And it's a sound they're willing to travel miles and spend money to chase after. For The World, I'm Caitlin Carroll in Berlin. So you want to make some money, you head down to someplace sunny, you live and die by that tip jar, and you stay out all night long.
Country music from where else but Berlin ends our show today. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Lisa Mullins. Thanks for listening.